Clerk will call the roll.
Barker.
Here.
Barnhart.
Here.
Berger.
Fire.
Bonamici.
Here.
Boone. Boone Boquist. Boquist Bruin.
Here.
Buckley.
Here.
Burley.
Yes.
Butler. Butler Cameron.
Here.
Cannon.
Here.
Clem.
Here.
Cowan.
Here.
Dallum.
Here.
Dingfelder.
Here.
Chris Edwards.
Here.
David Edwards.
Here.
Esquivel. Flores, Galizio, Gerard, Gelzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Hannah, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Jensen Comp, Comp Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Schaffler Scott, Shields, Shields Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnet, Witt, Mr. Speaker, not answering, Boone, Butler, Esquivel, Jensen, Comp, Schaffler, Shields, excused, Minnis, Rosenbaum, Greg Smith.
We have a quorum. When we recessed, we were under propositions and motions. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform the Senate has passed Senate Bill 426.
Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to temporarily advance to the order of business of third reading of House bills. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The clerk will read the first bill.
House Bill 2031 relating to taxation and prescribing an effective date.
Question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2031B. Representative Barnhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 31B is one of two bills coming before you today that are part of a crucial effort to form Oregon's first ever general purpose rainy day fund. This bill is designed to exempt small Oregon businesses from having to cut into their profits and tight budgets to contribute to the fund. It's a fair compromise that goes a long way toward accomplishing two important goals, supporting small Oregon businesses and investing in our state's future economic stability and security. The difference in the provision that is in this bill, as compared to the last time that we saw a provision like this on the floor, is that this bill limits the corporations that can benefit from this proposal to those who have sales in the tax year of less than $5 million. And that was a potential criticism of the bill as it came to the floor earlier, and that change has been made. The other components of House Bill 2031 have been removed, and an additional section has been added to tie this bill to the fate of House Bill 2707. And that's the sum and substance of the bill. I urge your support.
Further discussion on House Bill 2031B? Representative Edwards, Chris Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the bill.
To the bill.
Colleagues, as a small businessman and the former general manager of a small forest products company, I know as well as anyone the challenges small businesses in Oregon face. I also know how critical the success of small businesses is to the strength of our local economies and our state. That is why I rise today to urge your support for this bill. In approving this bill today, we will give back nearly $25 million this year alone to small Oregon businesses. That $25 million will provide Oregon small business owners with the resources they need to reinvest in the growth and development of their companies and our economy. I'm proud to stand in support of that concept today, and I urge your aye vote.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Barnhart, do you wish to close?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do not, but I would respectfully request a call of the House.
Representative Barnhart requests a call of the House. He is joined in that by Representative Richardson, Representative Patty Smith, Representative John Dalem, Representative Greg McPherson, and Representative Ben Cannon. The doorkeepers will bar the doors, Sergeant Arms will attend, and the clerk will call the roll.
Barker, Barnhart, Berger, Beyer, Bonamici, Boone, Boquist, Bruin, Buckley, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dalem, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Flores Galizio, Garrard, Gelser, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Hannah, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Jensen Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Roblin Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnet, Wisnet Witt, Mr. Speaker, not answering, Berger, Jensen, Roblin, Wisnet, excused, Minnis, Rosenbaum, Greg Smith.
Colleagues will stand at ease, waiting for the absent member. We are still under the call. All members are present. Those are the opinion the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. And the clerk will open the voting system. Representative Schaffler, how do you vote? Shuffler votes aye. Representative Wisnett, how do you vote? Wisnett votes aye. Representative Flores, how do you vote? Flores votes aye. House Bill 2031B, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2707, relating to reserve fund, declaring an emergency and providing for revenue estimate modification that requires approval by a two-thirds majority.
Question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2707C. Representative David Edwards.
I rise in support of House Bill 2707B. Given the comprehensive debate on this issue just over a week ago, I'm sure my colleagues will be relieved to know that I will forego any rhetorical flourishes and simply describe the main aspects of the bill. The main purpose of this bill is, of course, the same as before, to establish the Oregon Rainy Day Fund. Like a savings account, the Rainy Day Fund sets aside surplus revenue during periods of economic growth for use in times of budget shortfalls. The fund will provide stability in education, health care, public safety, and other services during recessions, and prevent the drastic cuts we have had to make in years past. By creating this fund, we will lay the foundation for long-term fiscal reform. In virtually all respects, this bill represents a Solomon-like compromise. Where there were differences between the committee and minority reports, leadership saw fit to split them down the middle. The key changes include the following. The maximum size of the Oregon Rainy Day Fund is now set at 7.5% of the general fund, which, when added to the Education Stability Fund, creates a reserve with a total cap of 12.5%. The one-time redirection of this biennium's corporate kicker contains a small business exemption of about $24.8 million based this time on gross in-state sales rather than taxable income, better ensuring it applies to small companies. The ongoing revenue source consists of 1% of the general fund to be transferred from the ending fund balance, starting with the current biennium. Interest from the Oregon Rainy Day Fund accrues to the fund and to no other revenue source. Withdrawals from the fund are limited to two-thirds of the available reserve to ensure the Legislative Assembly does not spend the entire amount in any single biennium. Monies from the fund can be withdrawn only in the instance of both specific economic conditions that signal a recession and a three-fifths vote of each chamber. And finally, this bill will not take effect without the passage of the companion measure, House Bill 2031. The revised version of House Bill 2707 comes to you from the House Revenue Committee, where it passed on a unanimous vote. The fund will total an estimated $316.4 million at the end of this biennium and $495.8 million by the end of the next. While this measure is not the best that can be imagined, it is the best that can be achieved in our current circumstances. Politics is, after all, the art of the possible. And this critical measure will help restore fiscal responsibility and at the same time renew the public's trust in our collective purpose. In nature, as in politics, the tree is known by its fruit, and I hope the longstanding need to bring fiscal discipline to state government inspires you to join me in voting aye on House Bill 2707B.
Further discussion, Representative Beyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the bill.
To the bill.
Colleagues, for all of Oregon's 148 years that it's been raining, many of us who have been longtime Oregonians know that real Oregonians often just deal with the rainstorms and forgo the umbrella. That may be fine when it comes to the weather, but it is nothing short of irresponsible when it comes to managing our state budget. It is time, long past time, to end the uncontrolled government spending and bring fiscal common sense to Salem. I am proud to support a state savings account that will provide stability to our economy without raising taxes or making drastic cuts to schools and public safety during the next economic downturn. And the Oregon Rainy Day Fund will actually save Oregonian taxpayers $10 million a year by improving the state's bond rating. I am committed to saving before we spend and making the state more accountable to taxpayers. I am also committed to ongoing tax and economic reform to make sure we use taxpayer dollars as efficiently as possible. This is a responsible savings plan for our state that ends the practice of spending every dime and brings fiscal discipline to the legislature. And I urge your aye vote.
Further discussion? Representative Thatcher.
Since I see nobody else speaking on the other side, I just want to say
to the bill.
I just don't feel like, just because we all want a rainy day fund, I don't think there's anybody here that doesn't want a rainy day fund. I just don't feel like the ends justify the means. And what we're doing is we are authorizing, even just once, to steal the kicker, and I can't support that. I just would rather have the voters decide on that, quite frankly. But I will be voting no at this time.
Further discussion, Representative Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the bill.
To the bill.
Just briefly, I wholly support a rainy day fund. I'm just not sure this is the mechanism to do it in declaring an emergency, suspending the Constitution, and going forth that direction when in fact we have a referral to create a rainy day fund and ask our fellow citizens to support us in doing that and overcoming the constitutional issue. I would have clearly been and have said before a yes vote on SJR 3, but I'm a no vote on this one.
Further discussion, Representative Nelson.
Mr. Speaker, to the bill.
To the bill.
Colleagues, when I ran first time for this seat, there were two things that were critically important. One was ending hunger, and the other was putting money away, because I kept telling everybody there's going to be a recession. I hate to tell you this, but in my District 24, everybody thought I was crazy. I mean, they really made fun of me. And, those two issues, well, we get to Salem and we find out those two issues are very important. One, that we end hunger, certainly along with unemployment and homelessness, but also that we put away money. But the way I learned to put away money was by saving. And I think it's critically important that we don't feel we have the right to take someone else's money and put it in our hands to use. I think the voters told us, and I think if there's going to be a change, the voters need to tell us once again what we should do with that kicker. I certainly support that right, and I would be supporting SJR 3.
Further discussion? Representative Cameron.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, to the bill.
To the bill.
I rise today because I think about a week ago, maybe it was 3 months ago, it feels like, after the last 48 hours, I rose to speak about two bills. One was a minority report. One was a majority report. And in that, I encouraged leadership from both sides of the aisle to get together and work out something that makes sense for the people of this state. Today is a historical moment, I think, on this floor. And just like the celebration that I'm missing for the Oregon State Beavers, who won the national championship last year, doesn't come very often. And I rise today to ask us to do the right thing. The people of this state have asked us to do it. And I think that, yes, not everybody's going to like this, because as I heard already today, we're doing it without increasing taxes. I'm not sure that's accurate. We are taking money that is going to go back, or was going to go back, to corporations. But I think many of those are willing to sacrifice to see us do the right thing, to give a stability fund to the state of Oregon that in 5, 6, 7, 8 years ahead of us, many of us will not be here. It will allow this state to fund the basic necessities that we need. And I encourage your I vote.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative David Edwards, do you wish to close?
Yes, I do. After the seemingly endless debate on this issue, I'm tempted to begin and end my closing comments with a few simple words from the second century Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius. Bonus lex must obduco, or roughly translated from the Latin, good bill should pass. When we sing the hymns of the church, the significance of our experience is magnified by the shared feelings of so many others. Likewise, let our fellow feeling magnify the significance of this occasion. Let this vote mark a new start. Let this vote begin to rebalance the civic scales, which have tilted for too long toward simple-minded partisanship. Let this and upcoming votes further our trust, dispel the darkness of the unknown future, and yield a steady preference for what is most beneficial for all of Oregon. Mr. Speaker, I respectfully request an oral roll call and a call of the House.
Representative David Edwards requests a call of the House. He is joined by Representative Ben Cannon, Representative Mitch Greenlick, Ms. Scal Escoval, Representative Paul Holy, Representative Peter Buckley, Representative Gilliam. No, not Gilliam. Sorry. George Gilman. There we go. I think that was enough. So go on in. The doorkeepers will bar the doors. Sergeant Arms will 10, and the clerk will call the roll.
Barker. Barker Barnhart. Berger. Beyer. Bonamici. Boone. Boquist. Bruin. Buckley. Burley. Butler. Cameron. Cannon. Clem. Cowan. Dallum. Dingfelder. Chris Edwards. David Edwards. Esquivel. Flores. Galizio. Garrard. Gelzer. Gilliam. Gilman. Gerard. Greenlick. Hannah. Holvey. Hunt. Jensen. Comp. Kotek. Krieger. Crummel. Lim. Lim McPherson. Maurer. Minnis. Morgan. Nathanson. Nelson. Nolan. Olson. Reed. Richardson. Riley. Roblin. Rosenbaum. Schaffler. Scott. Shields. Greg Smith. Patty Smith. Thatcher. Tomei. Wisnet. Witt. Mr. Speaker. Not answering. Lim. Excused. Minnis. Rosenbaum. Greg Smith.
All members are present. Representative Edwards, would you like to clarify your second motion?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I respectfully withdraw my motion to request an oral roll call.
Thank you. Those are the opinion the bill should pass. We'll vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Dallum, how do you vote? Dallum votes no. House Bill 2707C, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Representative Boone, for what purpose do your eyes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request respectfully to return to the order of courtesies.
Representative Boone requests a return to the order of courtesies without objection.
Yes, colleagues, I'd like to introduce my intern, Krista Whitman. You may have seen her here 2 years ago when she was the one who actually drafted, worked, and helped pass the bill that had people put seatbelts on in vans and taxis. And I'm happy to say that she's with us after school almost every day of the week, and we are finding that she's only 16 years old and she's on her way. Thanks, and give her a hearty welcome when you see her.
Further courtesies. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 3092 relating to anatomical gifts. House Bill 3093 relating to long-term care facilities. House Bill 3095 relating to dentists. House Bill 3097 relating to health care appropriate money and declaring emergency. House Bill 3142 relating to students who drop out of school and declaring emergency. House Bill 3143 relating to character education appropriate money and declaring emergency. House Bill 3144 relating to college preparation grants appropriate money and declaring emergency. House Bill 3145 relating to education and declaring emergency. House Bill 3146 relating to school district employees and declaring emergency. House Bill 3147 relating to teacher salaries and declaring emergency. House Bill 3148 relating to teachers. House Bill 3149 relating to interscholastic activities and declaring emergency. House Bill 3150 relating to student admissions and declaring emergency. House Bill 3152 relating to Oregon report card and declaring emergency. House Bill 3155 relating to district attorneys and appropriating money. House Bill 3156 relating to disabled veteran property tax deferral. House Bill 3157 relating to parking for disabled persons. House Bill 3158 relating to tax credits for employment of military personnel and prescribing effective date. House Bill 3159 relating to benefits for performing military service and declaring emergency. House Bill 3160 relating to Oregon Veterans Business Enterprise Program and appropriating money. House Bill 3161 relating to veteran recognition registration plates. House Bill 3162 relating to insurance fraud. House Bill 3163 relating to municipal courts. House Bill 3164 relating to hunting on public lands. House Bill 3165 relating to hunting. House Bill 3166 relating to anatomical gifts. House Bill 3167 relating to motor vehicle fuel tax. House Bill 3168 relating to hunting. House Bill 3169 relating to child labor. House Bill 3170 relating to parking for persons with disabilities. House Bill 3171 relating to sentencing of sex offenders. House Bill 3172 relating to sexually transmitted diseases. House Bill 3173 relating to alternative incarceration programs. House Bill 3174 relating to medical marijuana. House Bill 3175 relating to allocation of lottery funds for expenses related to repair of reservoir serving city of Carleton. House Bill 3176 relating to motor vehicle telematics service providers. House Bill 3177 relating to tax credits and prescribing effective date. House Bill 3178 relating to public charter schools. House Bill 3179 relating to public charter schools and declaring emergency. House Bill 3180 relating to high school graduation requirements and declaring emergency. House Bill 3181 relating to family child care providers. House Bill 3182 relating to business entities prescribing an effective date and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by a 3/5 majority. House Bill 3184 relating to paid election petition signatures gatherers and declaring an emergency. House Bill 3185 relating to the school garden program appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 3186 relating to conversion condominiums. House Bill 3187 relating to taxation prescribing an effective date and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by a 3/5 majority. House Bill 3189 relating to use of mobile communication devices while driving. House Bill 3190 relating to deferral of property taxes. House Bill 3191 relating to inheritance taxes. House Bill 3192 relating to taxation on capital gains. House Bill 3193 relating to exemption from requirements of prevailing wage rate law for small affordable housing projects. House Bill 3195 relating to veterans who are attending a post-secondary institution. House Bill 3196 relating to eligibility of disabled veterans for the Oregon Health Plan benefits. House Bill 3197 relating to TRICARE program. House Bill 3198 relating to Oregon Military Emergency Financial Assistance Appropriate Money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 3199 relating to Oregon National Guard Youth Challenge Program and declaring an emergency. House Bill 3200 relating to Oregon National Guard Youth Challenge Program appropriate money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 3201 relating to taxation. House Bill 3203 relating to water storage and appropriate money. House Bill 3205 relating to tax credits for veterans. House Bill 3215 relating to state agency budgets. House Bill 3216 relating to rural scholars program appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 3217 relating to benefits involving cohabitating adults. House Bill 3218 relating to approval of single-family dwelling. House Bill 3219 relating to measures presented to the Legislative Assembly. House Bill 3220 relating to student health care report card and declaring an emergency. House Bill 3221 relating to school finance and declaring an emergency. House Bill 3222 relating to list of electors. House Bill 3223 relating to 2008 Olympic track and field trials appropriate money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 3224 relating to 2008 Olympic track and field trials and declaring an emergency. House Bill 3225 relating to tax credits. House Bill 3226 relating to payment for health care services. House Bill 3228 relating to health savings accounts. House Bill 3229 relating to beverage containers and declaring an emergency. House Bill 3230 relating to manner in which retail licenses pay for alcoholic beverages. House Bill 3231 relating to beverages. House Bill 3239 relating to vending facilities. House Bill 3234 relating to notification to a parent prior to performing an abortion on a minor. House Bill 3235 relating to disadvantaged minor or women business enterprises and declaring an emergency. House Bill 3236 relating to bail fugitives. House Bill 3250 relating to grants for community-based health care solutions and appropriating money. House Bill 3251 relating to local public safety coordinating council appropriating money and declaring an emergency. House Bill 3252 relating to reports published by Department of Human Services. House Bill 32 3253 relating to health benefit plan, coverage of human papillomavirus vaccine, House Bill 3254 relating to urban renewal, House Bill 3255 relating to state mental hospital facilities appropriating money prescribed and effective aid and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by a three-fifths majority, House Bill 3256 relating to inheritance taxes and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by a three-fifths majority, House Bill 3257 relating to taxation appropriating money prescribed and effective aid and providing for revenue raising that requires approval by a three-fifths majority, House Bill 3258 relating to real estate transfer tax and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 3259 relating to periodic review of tax expenditures and prescribing an effective date.
Bills read first time or passed the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of House Bills.
House Bill 2051 relating to planning period of four metropolitan service districts and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2300 relating to concealed handgun licenses. House Bill 2520 relating to Class 2 all-terrain vehicles. House Bill 302669 relating to filing date of petition for post-conviction relief.
Bills read second time or passed the third reading. Consent calendar. Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that bills on today's consent calendar be carried over to their proper place on Monday, March 12, 2007 calendar. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Third reading of House bills. Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that the bills remaining on today's third reading of House bills be carried over to their proper place on Monday, March 12, 2007 third reading calendar. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Final reading, memorials and resolutions. Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that the bills remaining on today's final reading of memorials and resolutions be carried over to their proper place on Monday, March 12, 2007 calendar. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Bills, reports, and other business line on the table. First reading, Senate bills.
Senate Bill 191 relating to long-term care insurance and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 197 relating to confidentiality of information to in Employment Department records. Senate Bill 400 relating to employment relations and public collective bargaining. Senate Bill 426 relating to health benefits for educated district employees, appropriate money, and declaring an emergency.
Bills read first time or passed the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 48 relating to corporate tax revenues in excess of estimates and prescribing effective date. Senate Bill 549 relating to elections, appropriate money, and declaring an emergency.
Bills read second time or passed the third reading. Third reading of Senate bills. Chair requests unanimous consent. The rules be suspended and the bill remaining on today's third reading of Senate bills be carried over to its proper place on Monday, March 12, 2007, third reading calendar. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Other business of the House. Other business of the Senate. Orders of the day have been completed. Announcements. Representative Witt. Representative Witt?
Remonstrances, pardon me. We're waiting for remonstrances together. We're twins.
Representative Roblin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would request that the Committee on Ag and Natural Resources meet at 3:50.
Representative Hunt?
Mr. Speaker, I request unanimous consent that Representative Maurer be allowed to change his vote on House Bill 2031. It will not affect the outcome.
Representative Hunt requests that Representative Maurer be able to change his vote on House Bill 2031. It will not change the outcome. Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Maurer, how do you vote? Representative Maurer votes aye.
One more. Mr. Speaker?
Yes.
I request unanimous consent that Representative Nelson be allowed to change her vote on both House Bill 2031 and 2707. It will not change the outcome.
Representative Hunt requests unanimous consent that Representative Nelson be allowed to change her vote on House Bill 2031. Representative Nelson, without objection. Hearing none, Representative Nelson, how do you vote on House Bill 2031?
Yes.
Representative Nelson votes aye. And Representative Hunt also requests that Representative Nelson be allowed to change her vote on House Bill 2707 without objection. Representative Nelson, how do you vote?
Yes. Yay.
Nelson votes aye. Representative Galizio.
The Joint Ways and Means Subcommittee on Education will meet at 3:45, no later.
Representative Shields.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Public Safety Subcommittee of Ways and Means will meet at 3:30 to continue with the Department of Corrections budget on time.
Representative Witt.
Yes, Representative Witt and Representative Dahlem with remonstrances.
Okay, we'll be in remonstrances in a moment. We'll come back to you. Representative Galizio. Representative Galizio? Okay, are there any other announcements? Okay. Colleagues, it seems during the last 2 days like we have been in sine die. We have truly been practicing for sine die in a way I don't remember my 5 sessions. And so it's very appropriate that tonight there is a practice sine die party. It is at the Reed Opera House. It is from 6 to 10:30, and all members of the legislature, of the staff, and of the lobby are invited. That is 6 to 10:30 tonight at the Reed Opera House. Further announcements? Effective immediately, I'm appointing the following members of the Legislative Council Committee. Representative Jeff Merkley, Chair, Co-Chair. Representative Dave Hunt, Alternate for Co-Chair. Representative Greg McPherson, Representative Andy Olson, Representative Dennis Richardson, and Representative Diane Rosenbaum. Effective immediately, I'm appointing the following members of the Legislative Administration Committee. Representative Jeff Merkley, co-chair. Representative Diane Rosenbaum, alternate, fourth co-chair. Representative Wayne Scott. Representative Dennis Richardson. Representative Arnie Roblin. Representative Diane Rosenbaum. Are there any further announcements? Remonstrances. Representative Witt and Representative Dallum.
Thank you very much for your patience, Mr. Speaker. We are very pleased to read an announcement to the Assembly. Congressman Peter DeFazio is pleased to announce today that a 1-year reauthorization of the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act has been included in the Emergency Supplemental Funding Bill.
Colleagues, for the hard numbers, thank you, Mr. Speaker. The bill includes $400 million, which will be paid out of the county's 2007 fiscal year, which begins in July. The last payments to the counties were made in December for fiscal year 2006. The money is on its way.
Representative Boone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, this won't be a long speech. I just wanted to make sure we didn't end the day without acknowledging that it's International Women's Day all around the world.
Are there further remonstrances? Adjournment. Representative Jensen, 10:30 a.m. Monday, March 12, 2007.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 10:30 a.m. Monday, March 12, 2007.
Representative Jensen moves the House adjourn until 10:30 a.m. Monday, March 12, 2007. Without objection, the House is adjourned.